Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton live at the AST 2014 International Conference and Exposition in Washington, D.C. Stone, are you enjoying the city so far?
I certainly am, and they've opened the floodgates here on the show floor. Lots of folks already walking the carpet. Looks like, I don't know if they're setting up lunch or breakfast, but if it's breakfast, maybe we'll get a taste after this segment. This is going to be a fun segment. Right out of the box here, we have with us VP Custom Learning Solutions with Berkeley Training. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Molly Heilman. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you help us get started. Before we do, because I know we want to talk about external versus internal resources. That's a topic on a lot of folks' minds. But can you give us just a quick overview, if you would, about Berkeley Training mission purpose? What are you guys out there trying to do for folks?
Well, Berkeley Training works with enterprise clients, and we do a number of different things. We can provide trainers for any number of topics, but the group that I run is Custom Learning Solutions. So what we do is we develop programs either from soup to nuts for clients who have custom content who need it developed into a training program. So we develop e-learning or instructor-led training or performance support materials, any sort of thing that would have to do with training.
So now, do you ever use outside contract help to do that, or is this all you have the staff internally?
So we use contract help all the time.
Right.
We have a blended model. So, you know, our motto is that we really need to have a project manager from Berkeley mm-hmm. in front of all projects, but almost all of the work is done by contract resources or by business partners.
But Berkeley people are like kind of leading it and managing it?
Yeah, we want the Berkeley project manager, who's also a trained instructional designer,
sure.
to be the face to the clients.
Right.
But our contract resources are also very involved with the client. We just want to make sure that we have, you know, set standards and processes and procedures so that, you know, no matter who we're working with from any client,
it's, you know, the Berkeley brand they're protecting,
the
right?
Brand. Exactly.
So how do you go about vetting external resources? I'm sure credentialing is important, but there's got to be more to it than that. Because the brand, I mean, that's, you got to protect that fiercely.
Absolutely. So generally with a contract resource, if we haven't worked with them before, we will trial them with a smaller project. And we'll make sure that they've got, you know, even more oversight and quality assurance and stuff like that than, you know, if we've worked with them before. We've been really lucky. We have a handful of people that we work with pretty often, and they know what our methodology is, and we trust them. But you know, on bigger projects, on newer projects, it can be challenging to find a good, you know, a good resource that not only meets our needs, but that meets the client's needs.
Now, you guys must have cracked the code on being able to manage this external resources, huh?
No.
No, you're learning. You're learning as you go.
We're learning as we go. So, I mean, the other challenge is, you know, every client is different. Every client's needs are different.
Right.
So, you know, you need to be flexible and smart enough to be able to manage that resource. And, you know, we have had not great luck, and when we don't have great luck, you know, we do need to let them go and find someone to, you know, to replace that need.
But then you must have good enough relationship with the client that they're okay with you
right.
fixing the problem and trusting you to go again, right?
Exactly. So it's, you know, it's challenging. What's interesting is we also help our client's staff, and they run into the same issues.
Right.
So it's not easy finding good people who fit, you know, who fit the exact need.
Now, is this work being done only locally near you, or is it happening all over the place?
We have clients all over the country. My key clients are primarily in Chicago, which is where I'm based. But we also, you know, we do work in New York and Philadelphia and California and Texas. So it's where the clients are.
Right.
So what is your backstory? How did you get involved in this line of work and land in this kind of role?
I actually started in technology. So I was in technology account management for the first 15 years of my career. And I left and did something completely different. And when that didn't work out, I was looking for a job, and one of my friends had met this gentleman who had an e-learning development company, and he was looking for someone who had global account management experience, and I went to work for him. So I worked for an e-learning development company for the first 5 years. We had outstanding instructional designers who helped bring me up to speed on what training and development was all about. And when that business started to fail, we took a small group of the instructional designers and me and found Berkeley, who was willing to take us in.
And they needed you because you could wrangle all the cats? That's what your job was?
Was
that on your resume?
That's what it says on her business card, chief cat writer.
Yeah.
So what do you enjoy most about the work now that you've been at it for a while?
You know, there is always something new to do. So we're involved in all sorts of different projects that range from, you know, developing a small e-learning course to we're developing an institute for one of our clients for their supply chain folks. And that involves, you know, developing the assessment strategy, the training materials, a portal that houses all of their content.
So it's something new and different all the time.
It's something new and different all the time. Yeah. And there's always more to learn. So as a lifetime learner, you know, I'm always trying to learn about something new and get excited about something new.
It sounds like that when a client approaches you, your answer is kind of yes and we'll figure it out. Is that true? that's what I'm hearing.
She tries to find a way to say yes, right?
We try. Well, and I have told clients that if we don't know how to do it, that
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Or if it's totally outside of our purview, then we won't. What's nice about Berkeley is we're also a subsidiary of the Judge Group, which is a large consulting and staffing company. Uh-huh. And so I've actually pulled Judge in to do things like SharePoint.
Right, because that's a whole bunch of other resources for your client.
Exactly.
That you can serve them.
Exactly.
Now, you're here 3 or 4 days. How are you going to invest your time, and what do you hope to accomplish while you're here?
Well, I went to several sessions yesterday, which were terrific.
You've already been.
Yeah,
you went
so
on
I
Sunday.
Came,
see,
I came
that's
yesterday.
Dedication.
Yeah, actually, my husband and son flew in on Friday, so we did a whole bunch of sightseeing on Saturday, and then they did more sightseeing and left last night. So I decided to, so 10 sessions yesterday, which were really thought-provoking, and I'm looking forward to sessions tonight. I have client dinners every night this week, and that's how I'm going to spend my time.
So tell us a little bit about the sales and marketing effort for something like Berkeley. How do you go to market, or does most of your interest, is it incoming at this point? You're so well-established.
Well, I've been really fortunate. So I have a handful of clients who keep me busy enough that I don't...
You're not worried about that piece of it.
My boss hates to hear it, but I don't do any proactive marketing anymore.
Well, see, you get back to him, you say, hey, I got on the radio. I'm helping you with a marketing thing, boss. I got on the radio, talked to these two clowns with Business Radio X.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's that good work is a good sales tool, right?
It's a marvelous sales tool.
Because I'm sure that once you get in there, then there's more work to be done.
Absolutely. So it's all about establishing, you know, partnerships with clients. And
then you're really looking out for them to solve their problems, and then they trust you, and then they have more problems to solve.
Yes, exactly.
Will you walk the carpet while you're here and catch up with old friends and try to see
absolutely.
What else is new? Because, I mean, look, this
so
arena,
much going on. Yeah.
So much changes, I mean, year to year, right?
Well, I've never been to ASTD before.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, so this is my first... my first foray into ASTD.
Well, this is how it goes. Usually in the first morning, everybody does a radio interview. And then it just gets better from there.
It's my first radio interview, too.
Mine, too.
It's a
isn't
morning
it fun?
Of first. Yeah, I can tell.
So now, can you talk a little bit about when you begin an engagement? Like, say that somebody hires you for the first time. Is there a process that you go through to kind of assess their needs to make sure that you can match them up with the right solution?
Yeah. So with new clients or new engagements, you know, I am the first point of entry. So
right.
Generally, we do a discovery call to get a high level of what they're looking for. And then I will usually bring in one of our instructional designers or our learning strategist to help me, you know, formulate what the plan should be. So,
right.
You know, I try not to pretend like I have a true background
right.
in instructional design. I definitely rely on my team to help me formulate the plan.
Is there a first project that's a typical point of entry for you guys? Do they try something small?
Yeah, so most clients will start with a small e-learning project or a small instructor-led
right.
training project and then grow from there. And I've actually counseled most of my my colleagues who are trying to enter this custom solutions market that, you know, don't start with
this
huge project.
Right, start little.
Start
just
little.
Be patient,
establish
right?
the trust.
Do good work.
Exactly.
It's funny
exactly.
how that works, right?
Yeah.
Now, with all of these new technologies available, have you come to believe that certain technologies or platforms really lend themselves more to certain industries or topics, or it's a deeper layer of questioning and objectives and ROI before you can decide, hey, we need to go with this device, this platform, this modality?
That's an interesting question, and one that I really haven't thought about. I think the first thing that you need to look at is the learner and what they need, and, you know, understand what the business problem is that you're trying to address, and what the budget is for, you know, whatever the training intervention is, and then help develop the solution. So
well, I'll tell you, the reason I asked, your new friend over there, he likes the latest gadget, whatever the new gadget is. He is
I'm
like
an early adopter.
He's one of the first 15 people to buy anything that comes out. And I wonder if he had more of a learning training role in a large organization, if he might not be a little susceptible to,
is this
well,
an
let's
intervention?
Put it all on a phone.
This sounds like an intervention.
This is an intervention, Molly. This is why you're really here. But, I mean, do you see clients like that sometimes? They just get enamored with a new gizmo, right?
Right, like they read an article, and then they're like, oh, we need this.
Let's look at that, yeah. Right? So it's the dog wagging, or it's the tail
wagging
the
dog
rather
right?
than vice versa. Yeah, I actually have a client like that right now who just loves technology. And
all right, and so we're not going to give him a shout-out, right?
No, we're not. But he's not here, so...
Well, Molly, it has been an absolute delight having you join us this morning.
Well, thank you
so much for visiting with us. And you gotta come back and visit with us and maybe come in the studio sometime and we'll have a more in-depth conversation.
All right.
Now, is there a website for you guys?
Yes, it's www.judge.com, mm-hmm. and then you go to training.
And then you find Berkeley there?
Yep, exactly.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of ASTD ICE 2014.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.